I don't think that the unfolding of the events has tainted the integrity of the office. By no means. The integrity of the office remains not so much with the seat, but the man in the seat. And I have full respect for the present acting Commissioner of Police, and I'm sure with his vision and his strategies in place and the team that he's going to put in place, that damage control will be done and be done quickly. It is expected that it be done quickly and that there is the concept of moving on for the business of the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service, its deliverables to the citizens of Trinidad and Tobago, and of course the reduction of crime overall. So it was sad that things had to go the way that it went, and it's even sadder that it more or less resulted in the removal of a commissioner under questionable concerns or conditions. But the integrity of the office has to stand tall at this point. And as I said, the integrity should not be the office, but the man who occupies the office.